In the midst of the crazy year that we've had with COVID-19, we thought you might enjoy a live presentation that I gave before all this started. I'll be right back. Hi, folks. Mark Bowser here to tell you about my friend Danny Lane. Danny Lane is an American hero. In fact, he's a hero of mine. I had the opportunity to sit down with Danny and write a book called Some Gave It All. It's his story as a young Marine in the Vietnam War. In 1968 and 1969, Danny was sent to Southeast Asia to help fight to keep us free. He earned 2 Purple Hearts in that war, among other medals for valor. Now, you may be more familiar with Danny's life as a martial artist. Danny is one of the top martial artists of all time. He's one of Chuck Norris's top black belts and has trained with Chuck Norris for over 35 years. He is a 9th degree black belt. Yeah, you heard me, a 9th degree. He is the real deal. He's a former world kickboxing champion and a 9-time national martial arts champion. Danny Lane is the real deal, and you're going to be excited as you read this story. It's going to be a page-turner for you, as it was for me as I helped him write this. Pick up your copy today. Some Gave It All. Pick it up at a bookstore near you or at Amazon.com. Or if you want an autographed copy, get one off my website at markbowser.com. Now, back to Let Me Tell You a Story.
And I've got some good news for you. The good news is this. You were born for success. You were born to be a champion. Many times what happens is, I think in the Christian world is, we don't always believe that. We don't always believe that we should be and could be and can be and want to be blessed. That if we want to be blessed, then there's something wrong with us. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible talks about success. And so we're going to be talking about the foundations of success for business professionals today. And right out of the gate here, I just want to share with you a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Many of you probably heard of this one, but have you lived it? For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. God wants you to win. When we win, guess who else wins? The world. Because we spread that blessing. In one of the books, there was a roster in the Bible, a roster of names. It's a book that most of us don't like to read very often. So-and-so was the father of so-and-so, and such-and-such was the cousin of so-and-so, and it just goes on like this forever. But then it stops. And it takes a little break from that roster, and all of a sudden, God starts talking about a guy by the name of Jabez. And the first thing he said was Jabez had a tough life starting out. His mother named him Pain. That's what Jabez means. It means pain. So he started off kind of bad. But then God said, this Jabez guy, he's more honorable than his brothers. And then Jabez had the audacity to ask for something big. And he said, God, please bless me. A lot. Enlarge my territory, my influence, tremendously. And please be with me, guide me and direct me so I may not make the wrong steps, so I don't cause harm on people. I'm a sales guy. That's what I do. I sell seminars. I sell funeral products. I'll let you guys try to figure that one out through my bio. I sell all kinds of things. But here's the key. The people that I sell something too, they are the big winner. Long after our profit is gone on that item, long after my commission may be gone on that, long after the speaking fee is gone, guess what? Those people are still benefiting. That's what God wants us to do. See, I believe that we're all in sales. Everybody sells. You sell your ideas. You sell yourself. One of my mentors years and years ago who started taking me under his wing and developed me into a leader was the Reverend Ed Nelson. And I was at a conference that he was speaking at, and he said something that I've remembered these 25 years later. He said this to this audience. He said, the Christian faith is always one generation away from extinction. And that kind of took me back a little bit. The Christian faith is always one generation away from extinction. If we don't sell, the next generation won't know.
Are you looking for a speaker for your next organizational event? Look no further than the host of this podcast, Mark Bowser. He's presented seminars to Southwest Airlines, Princeton University, the United States Marine Corps, Dell, and many more. Learn more about Mark speaking and other work on markbowser.com.